Welcome to the Amazon Files podcast, powered by Mommy Income, where we help Amazon sellers along their Amazon journey one step at a time. Here are your hosts, two savvy Amazon experts who know a thing or two about building Amazon empires.
Welcome everyone to this week's episode of the Amazon Files, brought to you by Mommy Income. I am Kristen Ostrander.
And I am Amy Fearman. Okay, I had to do the crazy entrance there. Don't ask me why. it's all about presentation. I don't know. Today we are here to talk to you about time. Investing in time in your business is important. The amount of time you put in is the amount of time you are going to get out of your business. And so we're going to dig into that today, because we want to make sure that you're putting in the amount of time that you expect and get the results that you expect to get out of that time you're investing.
Yeah. When it comes to business, there's an endless to-do list. We're going to be honest and say that it seems like, you know, there's always an endless to-do list. You're running in your own business. That is true. But the moment you cross something off, 10 more things might appear. But how much time does it really take to run a successful Amazon business? And what are the realistic expectations of time and energy that your business need to survive? But we don't just want you to survive. We want you to thrive. So we're going to dish all the dirt about time management and what kind of time it really takes, so that you can't just be on survival mode, but you're actually going to thrive in your business. And when we talk about thriving, that is actually our code word for this week.
If you head over to mommyincome.com/join us with that code word, you can join a community of other sellers that are working their Amazon businesses and share your successes, share your failures. We're all learning together.
Yeah, you want to come to the Facebook group because you want to ask those questions and you want to, you know, kind of follow up on this. Everybody else is listening and watching and hearing. And, you know, if you've got questions, there's a lot of great sellers in there that can help you. You know, someone has been where you are before, whether you're small, medium, large, advanced, you're just starting. There's no wrong questions. And we want you to be able to feel safe and comfortable in our Facebook group. The reason we do code words is because we don't let anybody and everybody in. We don't have 20,000 people in our Facebook group because you need to be qualified to come in. Number one, qualifying you is listening or watching to an episode of the Amazon Files so you can get a code word, so you know it's something that you're interested in. It's not just like join all these groups that you never pay attention to. We want to be able to help you. And the best way we do that is providing code words so that you can get into legitimate Facebook groups and get legitimate help that you need.
And today, the legitimate help that we are going to be providing you is all about understanding the time that it takes to run a successful business. This is a question that we get all of the time. Whether you are a busy mom with little people underfoot, or you have a 9-to-5 that you have to go to every single day, we get the question is, well, if I want to start this, how much time is it going to take? Am I going to have to put in 40 hours a week to make this work? Because I don't have 40 hours in a week.
We're going to cut right to the chase here. Realistic expectations of how much time it takes. We're going to tell you right away that you want to invest at least 1 hour a day into your business. Now, that doesn't have to be every day, but we're talking about 7+ hours a week at the minimum, because your business is an actual business. If you haven't heard last week's episode, you want to go back to that and talk about the realistic expectations about what it costs to run and sustain an Amazon business. But we're talking about the minimum expectations of time, because time is money. You don't have a hobby. This isn't just whenever you feel like it. It costs you something. And so because of those costs, you want to be on it and you want to be paying attention to the growth. We're asking for a minimum of 7 hours per week, whether you have a 9-to-5 or you're starting and you have all the kinds of time in the world. Just consider that your plumb line of a minimum amount of 7 hours a week.
It really comes down to, you can't expect something to grow and thrive if you don't invest time into it. If you're not spending time on it, you can't expect it to go where you want it to go. And that's why we give you that plumb line of 7 hours, an hour a day, or maybe it's a couple on the weekend and a little bit during the week, but giving yourself that time to focus on your business. Focus is key to success on Amazon, or in any business for that matter.
The busier you are, the more intentional you have to be. Being intentional, it won't happen on accident. It won't happen randomly. You're not just going to randomly make time for something. If you care about it, you need to be intentional and you need to be consistent. If you source for 1 hour, you're going to need to ship for 1 hour. The more that you put in, the more that you're going to get out of it, and you need to pay attention to that time, protect it. So again, if you're busy and you've got a 9-to-5 or you're trying to do this thing, we're not saying it's not that you can't do it. We're saying it's completely possible. We both started with small kids underfoot with all kinds of different family and work and obligations that we had to do. But if it's something that you really want to grow and thrive, you want to make sure that you put it on your calendar if necessary to remind you that you want to spend this kind of time on it.
Whether it's a calendar or it's a reminder on your phone so that, you know, what's the habit? You get home from work, you're working your 9-to-5, you're tired, and you get that notification on your phone that says, work on Amazon business. I know that for me, that's a, oh yeah, forgot about that. Can't sit down and watch Netflix right now. I'm going to go spend an hour doing research or go do sourcing for an hour and then come back and ship it out. So making sure that you have a way to remind yourself, because sometimes days are hard. Guess what? Your business, if you want to continue to run, is still need to put the effort in even when you don't want to sometimes.
And you've got to have realistic expectations about what it's going to take to be able to put these things in. So things like you're going to need to make time, and we'll talk about this in a minute, about making a master list of all the things that need to get done on a regular basis in your Amazon business so that you can make time for those. But the bigger the business, the longer it takes. So if you grow by 2 times, then you're going to expect to spend 2 times more time on that thing. The time it takes to get more things done, the bigger your business is. So you need to expect that. If you're starting small and you're spending 7 hours a week now, but then your business doubles or triples in the next 3 or 4 months, your time is going to be incrementally the same to your growth. So you want to pay attention to that. Also remember that in the beginning, things take longer than they do once you get the hang of them. So what takes you an hour right now can maybe be reduced to 15 minutes down the road. So your time management is going to ebb and flow on your businesses depending on how good you get at the certain tasks that you'll need to do.
Ask any Amazon seller who has started and grown their business how long it took them to send in their first shipment to Amazon and how long for a shipment that is 3 times the size takes them now. That first shipment felt for me, it took forever for me to figure it out, to get it all done. And that's partially because, guess what? You don't know how to do everything. You're learning as you go. And that will make things go slower. That's with anything. That's not just with running a business, setting up an Amazon store, any of that. It takes time to learn how to do something. You're learning how to play scales on the piano. The first time you do it, you spend the entire time fumbling over your fingers because you have no clue what the heck you're doing. But if you, the more you do it, you can consistently get faster and faster and faster and play it better than you ever have before. The same thing happens when you send in those shipments. That first one, it's going to feel long and hard. That second one, you'll realize, wow, that went a lot faster because you did it all once before. And each time it compounds itself.
Now, ideally, we're going to give you kind of like the in a perfect world for now. You might want to plan about 20 hours a week is ideal for a strong, thriving business. Plenty of time for research, plenty of time for admin tasks, prepping and shipping for smaller businesses. 20 hours a week is probably more realistic. Now, if you're working a 9-to-5 or you're thinking to yourself, I have no time to, you know, I don't have 20 hours a week to spend on this. Well, either A, reconsider what you're doing, or B, decide what you're willing to sacrifice to start growing a good, thriving business. Because we spend less than 20 hours a week. Sometimes we only do our business once a week. And we, yes, we have teams and we have people that are helping us along the way. And we've built that up over the past 11 years. The reality, though, is we didn't start there. And so in order to have what you want, you have to actually figure out what you want. What do you want from this business? And what are you willing to give up to get what you really want? So you have to think about those types of things and creating your in a perfect world scenario, because that's going to base that on what you're willing to give up to get that. For more about an in a perfect world scenario, Dream Big, Step Small, that's my book on Amazon. You can read a whole chapter about that and then figure that out. But that's something you're going to have to face when it comes to time, because all the time we say things like, I don't have time. I don't have time. Well, number one, don't start a business if you don't have time. But if you do, and it's important to you, what are you willing to give up? Maybe it's a half hour of Facebook. Maybe it's a half hour of TV time or a half hour this and that in order to craft that time to spend on your business. And if that's something that's really important to you, you will find the time in your schedule to grow what's most important.
And going to that piece of it, when you are working towards something that is important to you, that you have a reason behind, it's easier to go and take that half an hour of your time because it's something you want to push forward and figure out and do than it is something that you're half engaged with and aren't really that attached to. It's one of the reasons why it's important to have and understand what your why is, figuring out what your in a perfect world is and what you're stepping towards. If you're working to a house on the beach and it's to, right now it's taking a half an hour of time a day to work on your Amazon business that's in its fledgling stages so that you can eventually work so that that's something that you can accomplish. You're not going to accomplish it now. That's like climbing Mount Everest in one day. Not physically possible, but you can take small steps. Each step that you take gets you closer to that goal. And that's where managing your time is important. But being able to understand that how you're utilizing that time will get you to that goal.
And having those realistic expectations about the time, because guess what? The business gonna take time. That's just reality. And so part of that is knowing exactly what you need to do and execute in your business on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, and yearly basis. Delegating time to specific groups of tasks. This is going to help with your organization and time management, especially if you're super busy and you're going to start with that minimum of 1 hour a day or 7 hours a week or whatever. Maybe it's a whole Saturday you're going to do it. However you arrange that time, it's fine. The better that you can organize those tasks in specific groups so that you're not bouncing all over the place, you'll know exactly what to do when, and creating a schedule and a master task list. So at the end of the week, you know, okay, I did all these things for this week, or every Monday night at this time, I do this time, whatever that schedule is going to look that fits into your life, creating a master list of things that need to be done in your business and then delegating them on specific days or times of the week will help you to stay organized, especially if your time is very limited.
It is really important to start this from the beginning, especially that task list, because you're going to find out real fast the things that you like to do and the things that you don't like to do. And when you don't have a lot of time, you know, it's a time and money thing. Do you have more time than money or more money than time? And if you're in a situation where you have more money than time, outsourcing is definitely an option. One of the things that in my business that I didn't do because I didn't like doing it, so it just kept getting pushed off month over month over month, was bookkeeping. And so once I got to the point of realizing that this makes my life harder because I'm not doing it, so when I have to do it because the tax man's knocking, ouch, painful, I really don't want to do it then, but I can't procrastinate, it's hard. So making that thing to understand when it comes to, I want to invest in this because I don't have the time, it's not making sense for me right now, I want to give that to somebody else to, and it's making my business run more efficiently than I could ever do it because it takes me a lot longer to process my books than it takes my bookkeeper to do it.
When it comes to those tasks, you know, there are times where some of us have more time than money and hiring, things like that. Again, prepping and shipping is something that we outsource, that we now use MyPrepCenter.com. MyPrepCenter, basically we send them the inventory from our suppliers and they prep it and ship it out to Amazon so that we don't have to deal with that in-house. We did that in-house for a lot of years and we outgrew our space and we realized that we didn't want to be chained to processing and receiving inventory on a regular basis. So you hire that stuff out. But if you don't, you have to delegate a time to be able to do that. If you're going to be sourcing for an hour, again, you have to ship for an hour or less or however long it takes you, because every action has another action that you need to do. You need to handle what we consider your back-end tasks, like feedback removal and reconciling shipments and listing updates. So you have to make sure that you're putting those things on your list of things to do otherwise, and bookkeeping. And those are things that you have to pay attention to. You cannot put your head in the sand when it comes to business. That's the fastest way to lose money.
It's the fastest way to lose money, and therefore it's the fastest way to lose your business and get yourself into financial trouble. And that's the last thing we want you to do. We want you to focus on the time that you have and understanding, do I have the time to do this right now or do I not? And how to make it so that you can plan out those times to do it. Now, if you are short on time, there are days of the week, months of the year that we are short on time. It's a lot harder to do certain things in December than it is in, say, June, right? So thinking about how different things are going to impact your life, Kristen and I started and grew our businesses based on 15-minute hustle, basically giving ourselves an hour of work broken into 15-minute segments on a daily basis so that we could move our businesses forward. It's a lot harder to do when you don't have a lot of time, but it's not impossible. We've proved that point. You can grow it no matter how much time you have. If you want to learn how we do 15-minute hustles, you can go to 15minutehustle.com. It gives you the step-by-step of how to create that master list, whether it's in your business or in your personal life, because both of those impact each other. Your business will impact where you spend your time personally and vice versa. So being able to best manage your time, that will help you get there.
And go back in the archives of the podcast episodes, because we did a whole episode about time management and different things and ways that you can utilize your time better, especially when it comes to the 15-minute hustle. Now, what we really mean by that, we'll give you a little snapshot into it, is we all have little snippets of time in our day, in our life, to be able to complete a task. Not everything takes an hour, 2 hours, or a whole day. Sometimes you can take care of something in a 15-minute hustle, and sometimes you can just get it started. Getting started is half the problem with a lot of things. We think that our mind tricks us into thinking, oh, I don't have all day to spend on that, so I'm not even going to get started. Guess what? You don't have to have all day. You can just get it started in 15 minutes, and then you're more motivated to complete it because you know it's already started.
And it's one of those things that, how often have you started something thinking it was going to take you a ridiculously long time? And guess what? It took you 15 minutes or less to get it done. I'm guilty of that. And it feels so much better when you can get something done and crossed off your list.
Yeah, it's a whole nother thing. We come into procrastination and talking about the reasons why we put things off. And again, listening to the archives and understanding like the reasons why we have fear and we procrastinate and those sort of things is, you know, go back to several episodes early, late last year, and be able to listen to those, because there's some really good golden nuggets there about the reasons why we put stuff off. And that's one of them, is because we think it's going to take longer. The reality is we have tons of 15-minute hustle moments in our day. And if you have a list, even keeping it on your desk, keeping it on your phone, wherever it is, you say, okay, in 15 minutes, I can do one of these tasks. You can set the kids up to do their homework or something, and then run into your office, take care of something 15 minutes, and then come back to them. There's always windows of time that we can use. And believe it or not, you can get so much more done when you have little snippets of time than you think that you have to use all day. So 15minutehustle.com. You can get the ebook there and the whole explanation and the 15-minute hustle chart that helps you to write those things down every single day to be able to get things done faster. Some people, we just swear by this. When my kids were little, my son was insanely crazy and he was all over the place. Sometimes I had a 5-minute hustle because I couldn't leave him alone for more than 15 minutes.
Before. No, because he'd climb the furniture.
Seriously, like, I mean, I'll have to tell the story eventually about like him knocking over the fishbowl and then a candle. And, you know, it was a complete nightmare. And he was like 3 and whatever else. But the reality is there that we all have these little snippets of time that we can utilize to take care of business and just feel more successful because we got some things done. It doesn't always have to be this whole entire block of time. Are you ready to take your Amazon business to the next level? Are you done with long, frustrating days driving from store to store trying to find enough inventory to stock your Amazon store?
Are you done with finding a good replenishable item to only have 15 other sellers find the same thing a few months later? As soon as we began our journey into wholesale bundles, our businesses experienced never before seen growth. We're talking hiring a team and expanding our office space growth.
We've had so much success with wholesale bundling in the past 2 years, we just needed to share it with you. We couldn't keep this kind of excitement to ourselves. So are you ready to smash your competition on Amazon and double your sales this year?
We are willing to share with you the exact system we both used for the past 2 years to achieve 2x growth in our businesses. We're not talking small potatoes either. We doubled 6-figure businesses and are on track to do it again this year.
But yeah, we hear you. Yeah, buts and what ifs are running through your mind. I'm still a really small seller. I'm still a beginner. I don't have thousands of dollars to invest in my business. Guess what? You can start wholesale bundling for as little as $200.
We have doubled our sales in less than 2 years with no additional funds, no credit cards, no random windfall of money landed in our lap. We increased our ROI by adding wholesale bundles and eliminated the competition by creating unique bundles that other sellers were unable to list on. If you're ready to get serious about growing your business, it's time to take the next step.
To get in on our top business model on Amazon, go to www.mommyincome.com/wholesalebundles and learn how you can access the system we use every day. Again, that's www.mommyincome.com/wholesalebundles.
it's all about removing distractions. It's all about taking all of those things that are, and sometimes we have distractions that are always there, like kids. And sometimes we have to figure it out, but removing distractions is a huge way, whether it be that little, that phone that goes ding, ding, ding. I had to turn off all notifications, and not just the ones that make noise on my phone, but the little red bubbles that come up telling you how many notifications you have on different apps. I've taken all notifications off of most of my phone pieces, almost the apps, because for example, my family is notorious for PhotoStream. There's like 50 pictures that fly around my family every single day. Great. Do I need to look at one every single time it pops up? No, because it takes me out of whatever I'm doing. I turn the notifications off. When I'm cooking dinner, I get to look at my PhotoStream pictures to see what's been happening in my family today, but I don't need it to take away from my work. That distraction was taking me away from being productive in my business and in my work.
And part of the 15-minute hustle is setting an actual timer. So setting a timer, it gets you started. You know you're playing beat the clock. This works for a lot of people. Some people, it makes them stressed out depending on your personality. I know I set a timer for my daughter. She is so distracted by the timer and how much of it is running out that it makes her feel stressed. So that doesn't help her. It helps her to have more of a reward at the end of, hey, if you get this done, you get to do this thing. So whatever works best for you, I find setting a timer motivates me to get started. And then when that timer goes off, I'm surprised at how much I got done in that 15-minute increment of time. So if timers work for you, set the timer and then just get to going, because you know, hey, you're on the clock now. You better produce something.
The timer for me has also been it'll reset me, because I'll forget that I'm supposed to be doing something and I'll get distracted and go down this rabbit trail. And oh, the 15-minute timer clacks, snips. The 15-minute timer snaps me out of that so that I can go about and go back to what I was supposed to be doing, but I'm not spending 3 hours surfing on Pinterest when I was supposed to only be there for 15 minutes. It's giving myself that end when I might get distracted.
This is also, the 15-minute hustle is also a way to build in things for yourself that might be your little guilty pleasure or things you think you don't have time for. For example, depending on the length of the chapter, your results may vary, but if you really enjoy reading and you really enjoy reading, they say novels or, you know, just anything that you want to read, set a timer for 15 minutes and just pick up that book and read it and pick it up from whether it's your Kindle, whether it's, you know, an audiobook, whatever it is. You'd be surprised at how many chapters you can get through in 15 minutes or less, going through an entire book maybe in a week. So using that as well to manage your time, thinking you don't have time because you have this big book and you're like, I don't have time to read all that. But do you have 15 minutes? Because I guarantee you that you can spend 15 minutes a day on just about anything and it can enhance your life. So if you really enjoy something, setting a timer for that or using it as your reward when you complete tasks in your business.
Oh, rewards when you complete tasks in your business. I do that all the time. But going back to 15 minutes, I, especially with the reading one, I now have a Kindle app on my phone. So when I'm in this line at the grocery store or at Target or wherever I am and I'm waiting, I'm sitting on my phone reading my book because I've got time now to sit and read my book. Or when my son, waiting for my son to get out of therapy or out of school, I can sit there and read my book for the 5 or 10 minutes that I've got versus sitting there scrolling through Facebook or Pinterest or LinkedIn or whatever app I'm on, wasting time, not really doing anything productive.
I was at the doctor this morning, and instead of sitting around the doctor's and not doing anything or picking up a magazine, I had some things I had to do, and I was able to do a lot of them from my phone, answering a few emails and things like that. But if I didn't have my reference list of my 15-minute hustle master task list, and we talk about that in the book and how you can create your master task list so that you know what to put on your 15-minute hustle chart. If I didn't have that master list, I was like, oh, I need to answer these following emails or follow up on this and this and this. So you always have that list available to you so that when you have 15 minutes in a waiting room, you can actually, you know, take action on that. So it's some of the things that you need to be thinking about. Now, when it comes to your Amazon business, what do you need to spend the most time on? And we talk about spending the most time. You want to spend the most time on the things that are money-making tasks. Not everything in your business is a money-making task, but a lot of the everything in your business is necessary. So you want to prioritize the money-making tasks first.
And where that first comes to is doing the research. finding products to sell, but doing the research to make sure you're finding products that will sell, not just putting anything up on the marketplace. So finding profitable items, whether it's items or bundles to sell, you want to be able to spend time researching, whether you're doing retail arbitrage when you're starting or you're starting with wholesale bundles. If you're doing either of those, spending time on your computer, in the store, you're going to have to spend some time researching products to make sure you're buying the best product, not just any product that make you a little bit of money.
You know, when we use our wholesale bundle framework to speed up the process of research when it comes to bundling or finding wholesale products to sell and what makes sense to the customer, we use that to speed it up because research can be a black hole, especially if you have no idea what you're doing, which in our wholesale bundle system, we teach you how to do proper research so that you're not in a black hole constantly spinning your wheels and coming up with nothing after 8 hours, because that can happen. Our workshop attendees that come, they actually make profitable bundles in 3 hours or less every single workshop that we have. That's set up that way for a reason, so that we can show them that research doesn't always have to take all day. Sometimes it can just take a few hours and you can come to a conclusion of pass or fail, yes or no, and move on from that. So you're spending the most time on tasks that make you money. What are the tasks that make you money? It's what how you're going to find profitable products to sell, and also knowing your numbers.
Don't get Kristen on her soapbox because she could stand for the next 6 hours and talk to you about numbers. That's because it's really, 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 really important to know your numbers in order to have a successful business.
Knowing your numbers is a money-making task because it's showing you exactly where your money is coming and going and whether or not you're making any. So you need to spend time on knowing your numbers. Now, what we don't mean by this is that people need to spend hours and hours splitting hairs and, okay, I have to write down how much I spent on pencils or how much I spent on sticky tack and all these different things that you might be investing in for your business. You don't have to split hairs about it. What we really need to pay attention to is outgoing, incoming, what profit margin are you making on specific products? Isn't it still viable to carry those products? So making sure you're paying attention to what your numbers are and what you need to do with them, that is actually a money-making task because you need to know whether or not you're making money. So paying attention to, number one, your research and your product sourcing. Sourcing your products you're in retail. The number one thing that you need to do, especially with Amazon, you don't have to spend a ton of time gathering customers because Amazon brings them to you. What you need to do is make sure you're offering the best products and bundles for those customers. You can solve a problem and meet a need for them. Then you're able to make that sale. So you need to spend the most time on making profitable products and bringing profitable products to the table so that you can sell them.
And all comes back to, don't reinvent the wheel. Don't do all of the things, right? This goes back to the shiny object syndrome of, oh, there's retail arbitrage and there's wholesale bundles and there's private label and. The hard part with that is you are trying to do all the things. And when you're trying to do all the things, you don't do any of them well. We want you to pick one thing and focus on it, put your time into the research, understanding your numbers in that thing that you're focusing on until you get good enough to move on to the next thing. If you try and do all the things all at once, they all kind of crumble because they don't have a solid foundation under them.
And, you know, being the jack of all trades and the master of none is kind of like a double-edged sword, because although you might know how to do a couple of things really, really well, there's a lot of things that you kind of know how to do that you're not excelling at. And the reality is, if you stay focused on one or two very small things in your business, you can focus all of that attention on those two things and get really, really good at something rather than just being mediocre at a lot of things. I mean, who wants to be mediocre? I don't. And so those are the realities, is that not reinventing the wheel and not thinking that you need one more piece of software or one more video or one more thing to actually boost you up. You actually just need to take action on the few things that are making you money.
That goes back to knowing your numbers. That goes back to your research. That goes back to the amount of time you're investing. And so all of this compounds on itself. We want to make sure that you are spending the right amount of time to get the right amount of return on what it is that you're trying to do. Use the 80-20 rule. I'm going to let Kristen explain it because she does it a whole lot better than I do.
when it comes to the 80-20 rule, you want to be able to, now there's these, all these kind of concepts out there where we're just talking about in general, the way that you split your time. So even the time that you have in business that you're using 80% of that time to do the one thing that's making you money and doing well for you. So right now, if that's retail arbitrage for you, you're spending 80% of your time sourcing products and looking products for that. But you want to spend 20% of your time on one other thing that you can help bring to the table. Not 40% on this, 20% on this, 10% on this, 10% on this, and 2% on this. That is not going to get you anywhere. That's going to keep you on a plateau of not growing. So spending 80% on what you're doing right now that's successful and working, and spending the rest of that time, 20%. And I'm calling you, challenging you to write down how much time you're spending on different things so that you can get a clear picture. If you only have 10 hours a week to spend on your Amazon business, you're spending 8 hours on something that's making you money right now and 2 hours on something that's going to make you money in the future. Because what got you where you're at right now, whether that's a beginner or you're advanced, isn't going to get you where you want to go. So you're going to have to learn and grow. We're just saying don't put all your hands in all the cookie jars. 80-20, 80% of your time on something that's making you money currently and 20% on your time that's going to make you money down the road and grow your business in the future.
The more divided your time is, the less you get done, right? That's what it comes down to. If you are trying to do this 80% of what's, this is when we see people making the switch from retail arbitrage into wholesale bundles. Well, I'm just going to get rid of retail arbitrage and go right into wholesale bundles. That doesn't work well for anybody. You need to keep doing what it is you're doing so that you can successfully make the transition. Kristen and I didn't stop retail arbitrage to jump into wholesale bundles. No, it was a process over time. You can't success. Can you do it? Sure. I'm not sure you'll be successful at it because you're jumping into something you don't know really well, and we want you to be successful in it. So learning it one step at a time is the better way to go, a better investment of your time so that you can be successful. Keep that 80%. 20% on something new. And that's not all the shiny things. That's one thing that you're going to focus on, whether that's learning how to do a different research method or a different way of sourcing products. But that one thing is what you're spending your 20% of time on.
The reality is here, we're going to go back to what we said in the very beginning. You have to be intentional. You can't, this isn't accidentally going to happen. You're not going to accidentally transition from not having a business to having a business. You're not going to accidentally transition from retail arbitrage into wholesale bundles. You have to be intentional about that 80-20 and spending that time and saying, no matter what, I know these things need to get done, but some of them aren't money-making tasks. So how am I going to spend this next 2 hours focusing on something that's new and different? Because that's where our procrastination and distractions tend to come in. Because a lot of times when we're focusing on something new and different, it's hard, it's uncomfortable, it's frustrating. You don't know what you don't know, and we tend to shy away from that. But the reality is, if you always do what you always done, you always get what you always got. If you don't continue to move forward and do something different and new and challenging, you're just going to stay where you are. And if you're fine with that, great. But most of us are here and learning and listening because we're not fine with that. We want to grow. We want something to change. We're not at our in a perfect world scenario like we want to be. And so that requires growth and change. We're saying you can't do it all at once. Focus on being deliberate about your time and being deliberate about what you write down and when, and then sticking to your commitment.
So being deliberate means working smarter, not harder. It means creating processes. So each time you do it, it's easier. So you're not trying to figure out every single time you do the same thing. You know how to do it by creating processes. And repeat what's working. If it works, keep doing it until it doesn't work anymore.
That's part of what we mean by not reinventing the wheel. Look, like Amazon's been around a long time. And yes, they make a ton of changes. As we speak, they're going through a lot of transitional changes at Amazon. That's something that we can't predict. But still, while we're in transition going into something else or learning something else, continue to repeat what's working. And that means what's making you money, what you're good at, what you're going through. That doesn't mean that you're not going to transition out of that eventually. The one constant thing in the world, especially when it comes to Amazon, is change. Everything's always ever changing. If you don't have that reality in your mind, get it. That's all you learn from this. That's something you need to write down. everything's always changing. If changing is hard for you, which is a struggle for a lot of people, they want constant, they want comfortable, they want easy. Well, those things are okay, but you need to realize that just when you think something's comfortable and easy and whatever else, things are going to change, and you just need to be realistic about the time and energy that it takes to be able to do new things.
And you don't always have control over what those changes are going to be. Now, whether you are new to Amazon or have been doing this a while, we want to give you something to spend your 20% of time on. Whether you're getting started and you're looking to spend 20% of your time that you're looking at for your week into learning how to sell on Amazon, head over to startfbatoday.com to get started there. Or if you're looking into changing how you're sourcing for Amazon and what business model you're using there, you can check out our wholesale bundle system by going to mommyincome.com/system.
Yeah, that was one of the transitions that Amy and I had to make over time when we were first creating bundles and discovering bundles. We didn't start with 150 bundles. We started with one, and we practiced what that was while we were doing something else. That is the reality of time and life in business, is that you can't just flip-flop a transition. It's a transition for a reason. So you start with what's working, and then you put something new into place until one outweighs the other, until one becomes more successful than the other, and then you have a choice to make. You can keep both, or you can start pursuing more. The 80 is going to be more of the new thing you're doing, and the 20 is going to be the thing that was working and now isn't working or isn't working as much. So just being realistic about the time that it takes. You're not going to run a successful business overnight. You're going to run it over time. The number one thing you need to be aware of when it comes to time management with Amazon is consistency. Repeat after me, consistency. Whatever that looks like for you, whether that's 7 hours a week, 7 minutes a day, or 20 hours a week, be consistent for a period of time. That's when you'll see results.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And we know that this is a lot to take in. Really sit down, spend some time to understand what time looks like in your life and how you want to utilize that time, whether that is starting and growing an Amazon business or shifting how you're doing things at Amazon right now, or is that giving yourself more time to spend on the Amazon business that you've only given a few hours to a week. Wanting to let you know that we are here to support you, and if you want to share your story or your journey or having stuck points along the way, make sure you join our Facebook community by going to mommyincome.com/join us with the code word thrive to join a growing group of Amazon sellers on their journey together.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel, and we will see you same time, same place next week on The Amazon Files.
Have a great one, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Amazon Files podcast. This episode was previously recorded during our weekly live video cast. To join us live and get your questions answered in real time, please visit our website at theazfiles.com to learn more. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes by heading over to mommyincome.com/review. The Amazon Files will be back again next week. Thanks again for listening.